We are celebrating some great news from the National Lottery, and it's all around services around the UK, but we are looking specifically today at RNIB Scotland. Gillian Hallard is there. Great news about this award. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Hi, we have been given additional funding from the National Lottery Community Fund, a total of £38,220. Which is a welcome addition at this time. That money has been given to us in response to the COVID crisis in Scotland to allow us to continue the work that we were previously funded for by the National Lottery.
So there was a grant for you, but this is extra money. What's that extra need for?
Well, funnily enough, the big lottery contract that we were working on was coming to an end in March. That's when the project was due to end. And we applied for the additional funding because we clearly saw a spike and increase in calls. So we applied for the additional funding to allow us to continue to give the same level of support to people that we've done for the last 3 years. We put in the application funding and thankfully it was successful.
So what kind of increases have you seen since the coronavirus response or lockdown? Has there been a spike in certain calls?
Yeah, there's been a huge spike in our calls and it's been around a number of areas. One of the main things was food shopping. You know, people are wondering how they can maintain social distancing in queues if they are, you know, blind or partially sighted. They can't see the people round about them. We have a spike in calls for emotional support. Also, people just experiencing isolation if they're self-isolating. They're not seeing any friends or family. We also have had an increase in calls around welfare benefits, which is, you know, one of the main things that my team focus on. Things like not having a decision on their personal independence claims. There's been a huge increase in uptake in universal credit because people have unfortunately lost their jobs. Problems with unemployment support allowance decisions being made as well. So there's been a huge increase in the amount of calls around welfare benefits.
So does the money allow you then to sort of make more staff available or you know, be able to obviously maximise the amount of calls you have coming in?
Yeah, absolutely. The money allows us to continue with the good work that we've been doing, primarily around welfare benefits, and allow us to continue to support people that need the support. Because even though things have slowed down in the world of, you know, benefit processing, people being paid their money on time, there are still decisions being made that are fundamentally incorrect. And that's what our team do. They will challenge these decisions. So whilst things have slowed down in some aspects, we are still required to do the work that we've been doing and submitting appeals, submitting mandatory reconsiderations to ensure that our customers get the money that they're entitled to. So this additional funding has allowed us to continue that and to give the same high level of support that we were doing before.
How does it all work then, Gillian? You know, if there are people out there who are struggling with some of these issues or others or just need some help and advice, I mean, how does it all work? How did they get in touch? How is it disseminated around the UK?
The easiest thing to do, no matter where you are in the UK, is to call the UK Sight Loss Advice main number, which I can give you. That number will put you through to the advice line. And from there, it's, I guess, maybe like a triage system, you could call it. The advisors will ask some questions to find out what help the customer needs. They will then be either allocated a caseworker who will contact them and go through things in more detail. The best thing to do for anybody is to call the helpline on 0303 123 9999.
And that number, of course, available Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. and on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And we'd just like to thank the National Lottery Community Fund for giving us this additional funding to help us do this critical work at this really unsettling time for people.
Congratulations on the award, Gillian, and thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.